need that we heal now as a team, or we will die.
Welcome to your Tuesday Night Delight. This is me. I'm here. Jesse finally shows up. So, as always, it's me, Jason Teasley, your host from Cheap Seats, with my trusty cohort and sidekick every Tuesday night, Mr. Jesse Sargent. What's up, man?
What are you talking on right now?
I'm talking to my headset that I always talk on. Why?
I can't. You sound like you're in a bathroom or something.
No, I'm not on the shitter.
Well, all right then. That pretty much wipes out my theory. And I say wipe.
Better? Any better?
You just sound muffled to me for some reason.
Well, maybe because you're still sick or something.
I don't know, man. It's weird. But All right, I'll give you that.
Okay.
What's been going on, man? What the hell's been going on?
Well, I'm on the verge of jumping off a bridge because we got.
Oh man, I watched the highlights of that game. Oh my goodness!
Man.
You watched the game, and I could just when I was watching the highlights, I was sitting there thinking, man, I bet you Teasley watched this thing straight through. And I don't think I would have wanted to have been around you at all near the end of that game. other than a shoulder to cry on, that's probably about the extent of it. I don't think you would have been crying. You're probably throwing shit.
I was very violent, and I was angry.
Angrified?
I was very angry. I was angry ginger.
Yeah, well, that's common.
I mean, I watched your Browns also this Sunday. So, I mean,
well, there wasn't much to watch there. I don't know what, I don't know what possessed you to do such a thing.
Well,
I mean, 37-3 was the final or something. I mean, I don't think we did very well.
I thought the Browns scored late. But in positive news, Tom Coughlin has been admitted to the senior citizen home.
I didn't see that.
And I broke the news on my Facebook page that he is in a old folks home for senile dementia. So.
Oh, my goodness.
It's always a plus, man. The Browns, God, 37-3. I thought they got touched. I was wrong.
Yeah, I don't think we did not score. As much hope as I wanted to see Austin Davis come out there and light the world on fire, just did not happen. And
I'm pretty sure Austin Davis didn't light a fart.
It doesn't take a whole lot of effort to do that. Just got to put your legs behind your head.
Well, I mean, you know, this is the Browns organization. And I have a nice little tidbit of information.
Oh, goodness.
It's about your Browns.
And that is?
I might be off by one or two. But since the 2005 NFL season, how many starting quarterbacks have started at least one game for the Browns?
You want to make me guess here. 2005?
In 10 years.
In 10 years. Well, see, here's the thing. I mean, I've got a little bit of advantage on this because I'm a Browns fan, but I still have to hazard a guess because at some point you lose count. I'm going to go with the number 12. Close. I knew I'd be 17. Close. 17.
17 different quarterbacks have started a game since 2005 for the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, my gosh, man. I mean, I don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say.
I just don't know about the Browns. I mean, you know, everybody makes the joke, you know, the Browns fans and everything. And I understand because, you know, Browns, I grew up watching the Browns. Me and my cousin grew up watching the Browns because you'd either get a Browns or a Bengals game every Sunday. This is back in the old days when you had two games on, and that was it. You didn't have satellites. I couldn't watch NFL Red Zone. You had two games on.
Yep.
And always on Channel 13, you either had a Browns or a Bengals game. And sometimes you get lucky when the Browns and Bengals played. Maybe the early game, so you get a different game late. And that was like Christmas. Because normally what it was, you had the Bengals playing early and the Browns playing late. So you always seen those two teams. So, you know, it was rough growing up. You know, the struggle was real. It was hard times. Hard times, Daddy.
Hard times.
But, you know, I'm going to try it. We're going to kind of speed through this. In good news, in very good news, the Vaping Vaginas have locked up a number one seed in the Huntington League.
Oh, my goodness. And, Vaping Vaginas. That's...
I made it after a very special person. You know,
that is wrong on many levels, to be honest. I mean, like, really wrong. It's just nasty.
I mean, you know, I named it after a vaping pussy is what I did. So.
Oh, really? Is that what that means?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, no secret it was named after somebody near and dear to my heart.
Apparently.
But, and also in my dynasty league, I locked up the How to Catch a Predator, locked up the number one seed in there.
Wow.
I'm in out of, let's see here. I know this is great radio.
Oh, it's all right. You go right ahead and take a look.
You know what's good about our show? We do it live. We screw up, it's in there. We're not so fucking lazy sloths to have breathing problems and no fucking life. They can sit around and edit a show and still leave all the errors in. I just don't know.
Makes me worried because I've been editing a bunch of shows of my own. And I was sitting there worried all day. I was like, man, I probably should have listened to that. Maybe I might have left some errors in there. Believe it or not.
I'm walking on air.
Oh, sing it, buddy. I almost did. I almost started singing.
I had a Pat Mullen moment. 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Out of 11 leagues. 11.
11.
I have.
You're taking it easy this year.
6 playoff teams.
Wow, dude.
Out of 11.
Nice.
And
very nice.
Three of the leagues I forgot that I was in, so I haven't managed a lineup in them all year. And one of them finished in 5th place, and one finished in 8th.
Wow.
So.
That is impressive. I wish again, this whole year has just been so weird because all I've been doing is the pool host thing, and I've not done anything with fantasy football. And this is like the first time in seriously like probably close to 10 years. I've always had some kind of a fantasy team of some sort playing on some league, but this year's it's just kind of so nice. Like you know, I saw the performance that Antonio Brown had, and I was like, man, I bet you some fantasy owner is extremely happy about that.
I only am in three leagues.
Okay. Well, that guy was on fire.
Okay, this is the league I put the most points up in. This was the Vaping Vaginas league, okay?
Okay.
This is my starting lineup in there. Roethlisberger, Jeremy Hill, Draw, which is the running back out of San Francisco, Julio Jones, Allen Robinson, Eric Decker, that new tight end that is playing in San Francisco, McDonald, David Johnson, the Giants defense, and Stephen Halstead.
Wow. Well,
and this past week, that team put up, 202 points.
And how far did you outscore the other guy?
52 points.
Damn.
The closest team to me was 184 points. So,
it's crazy.
So yeah. And this is my big money league. This is White Dwayne's league. This is the White Dwayne league. We got one more week in the regular season. I think I might rest my starters for fantasy football. I wonder if that helps if you rest your starters for fantasy football.
I don't think it does, sir.
It works for real football, so.
It's a pain in the ass when they rest their starters and you're not prepared for it.
Oh, my God. You don't know. And that's why I hate leagues that run to week 17.
Uh-huh.
It's because you got these teams that will rest starters and you're rushing and trying to get play.
I know, dude. Trust me. I've been there, and that's one of the things I'm kind of thankful for this year is the fact that I don't have to. Dude, you probably have. I would love to know the amount of different players that you have in your 11 or 12 leagues that you got going on there. I mean, your team. You've got to have like this whole roster. What's that?
I said maybe if I get bored, I might chart that one day.
I'd love to see it.
or at least do my just the dynasty league. How many different players I have in my dynasty league?
Oh my goodness.
That'd be an interesting play. But
yeah, it would.
We're not going to be on here long. Shannon's already in bed and.
Oh, I've got a wife that's wanting to watch. The end of Jessica Jones. We've got probably about four or five more episodes, and I know she's been itching at the fact.
We've got 13 episodes.
Total of 13. So I've probably got four or five left, five, maybe six.
Is that how many it is? 13.
I know it ain't nowhere near like 20. I think it is. It's either going to be. I think it is 13.
Okay, I'm on episode 5. So
you need to catch up.
I know. I try to watch it at work, but, you know, speaking of work, you know, we might actually talk football, but speaking of work.
At some point.
I got to run a full cardiac arrest yesterday, and it was fucking awesome.
What? Now, how'd that work out? I mean, you had somebody went into cardiac arrest. You had to do what?
We had to intubate her, which means shove a tube down her throat, breathe for her with a bag, pushing air into her lungs, as we did CPR, to get a cardiac rhythm back.
And she lived, right?
When we started, the lady had no heartbeat. By the time my partner primarily, and I was done. She had a stable heartbeat and was laying on the table on a cot in the emergency room at a local hospital.
Wow, that's exciting stuff right there, dude.
It
exciting
was
stuff.
Insane. It was insane. It was one of the most insane instances in my life.
Wow.
And then on top of that, later on the evening, I get an email saying I won Employee of the Month.
So you did?
I'm Employee of the Month. So I'm giving a big speech and everything. I'm going to write out a big speech and everything. It's going to be nice.
No, come on. They just give you the award. They don't, like, freaking sit there and have some kind of production or anything. You do not need to write a speech.
Oh, no, I'm writing a speech.
Of course you fucking are. Of course. Oh, man.
But with that being said, enough about me and how amazing I am.
Amazing. He's amazing, folks. Amazing.
Oh, I'm pretty awesome.
Kind of a big deal.
No. My new nickname is BFD at work.
BFC.
BFD.
BFD. Oh, the big fucking deal?
Yep.
Oh, jeez. Man, your ego can't take much more.
I don't have an ego. Who says I have an ego?
All right, well, whatever you say, Teasley. You're also in a denial. Sure.
Why? How do I have an ego?
How do I have an ego?
Hold on.
I'm kind of a big deal.
I'm going to throw something out there for a certain listener that I had a long discussion with.
Okay.
I humbled myself to this person. And
you
maybe,
humbled.
Maybe he'll relay the information that I gave to him. Maybe he'll pass it along to you. And when he tells you all this great stuff that I said about you, actually it was you and him both. How much admiration I have for you guys.
Uh-huh.
You'll understand.
Okay. You humbled yourself.
And if
now,
you would like to know, I'm pretty sure Stephen Marsh would gladly pass along the information.
Well, I'll ask old good Stephen Marsh here at some point just what good kind words you could possibly have for us. We understand. Teasley, we love you, man. There's just no getting around it. We love you. We give you a hard time. But
– well, you know who else gives me a hard time? The NFL. The NFL gives me a hard time.
Oh, back to business. Yeah.
So, we're just going to go. We got a full slate here. So,
full slate of games.
We're going to dive right into it.
You know, I'm about sick and tired of Dynasty Football Warehouse throwing up the Browns picks, okay? I'm going to have to tell Dan, tell his boys, leave my Browns alone.
Hey, you always pick against the Browns. there's some interesting – as I looked, there's some interesting games on the – not really.
Oh, there is.
Matchup-wise, there's some interesting, intriguing games.
Anybody got anything locked up here right now this season? Is it the Panthers that only have the one thing locked up?
The Panthers have it locked up. And wait, we're on week 8. I was like, yeah, the Panthers are the only team that has locked up the playoff first.
Okay. Well, now, if those of you that got Cam Newton in your leagues, be ready.
See, this is in one league. I have the problem. I have Cam Newton and Tom Brady in the same league.
Oh, jeez. You know what? That is a 2015 draft right there, where nobody was thinking Cam Newton was going to do shit this year.
Oh, you want to know what round I got him and Brady in?
What?
The 10th and 11th round of a draft.
Brady went that far?
Yeah, because we drafted right before that everybody thought that he was going to be out 4 games.
Oh, and then that draft happens, huh?
And I'm sitting there, and it's like the Sunday before they made the announcement, and I'm sitting there, and it's like, the 10th round, I need a quarterback. Give me Brady. And then, like, two picks later, because we did snake draft, that's like, I was like, huh, give me Cam Newton as well. And I just picked the quarterback. And everybody was like, oh, well, you know, Cam don't have no weapons, and Brady's out 4 games. Then Monday evening, everybody was like, we hate you.
The whole hate for Cam Newton, I mean, that right there had to have taken a little while to stew. I mean, I know if I was facing you and saw you had Cam Newton and Tom Brady in on your roster, about week 5 or week 6, I would have been pretty upset. Really upset. And before we get one more thing to talk about, before we get to picks, and I promise we'll get to picks. Why don't you talk about the NFC East?
I don't want to talk about it.
Let me run down the records of the NFC East, okay? Redskins, who just lost last night to their division rival, the Cowboys. Redskins lead the division, according to what I'm looking at here, 5-7. Eagles, 5-7. New York Giants, 5-7. Cowboys, 4-8. One of the most hotly contested divisions is the NFC East. Everything's so close. Problem is, they all suck.
None of them are winners.
I mean, there isn't. You don't have any other league that I can see that is that close. And I mean, it's going to come down to it at the end of the season, where
we're all going to be
hinging upon who's going to have the best losing record.
It's going to be tiebreakers. The NFC League will be won by a losing record. And they will host a playoff game.
They will host a playoff game?
Yes, they will.
Wow. All right. Okay, we can go on to picks now.
They will get the 4 seed.
And get the 4 skin.
Right now.
Hey now.
The first game is, like I said, this has got some intriguing matchups.
Yeah, it does.
And
this week's going to be tough.
Yeah, it's got, like I said, not so much record-wise. The Thursday night game is actually really good this go around. It's the Vikings and Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
And Cardinals are playing, they're 10-2. They're playing some good football. The Vikings are exceeding all expectations with an 8-4 record. That makes Dan Hines happy. And
yeah.
This game is in Arizona, and everybody doubts me when I know my stuff. People do not realize how knowledgeable I am. I know my stuff sometimes. And everybody, I kept saying, Teddy Bridgewater is going to have a breakout season. Teddy Bridgewater, oh, no, he don't have no answer to. I said, he has AP behind him. He's going to get AP back. That's going to take some pressure. Teddy Bridgewater is having a top 10 quarterback season right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the most accurate quarterbacks currently with finding a nice little niche, Kyle Rudolph. It's interesting because he doesn't have any big name receivers. He's got a solid tight end. He's got one of the best running backs in the NFL history. Oh, God. Excuse me. And they've got a great defense. So this matchup right here is very intriguing to me. And I'm going to go out on a limb and take the Vikings in it.
Okay. I'm taking Arizona. Minnesota seems to be on a downslide, in my opinion. I mean, they just lost to Seattle, could only score a touchdown. And, I mean, AP was almost ineffective. I mean, has he been injured or anything? Or
no, AP he's hit and miss.
Yeah, we got 8 rushes for 18 yards, and against a Seattle Seahawks team, which I can't remember how they're ranked in the rushing defense there, but and Bridgewater, I mean, I don't know where they got their touchdown at here, unless they hit
it was
one
a
guy from
punt, no, it was a punt return by Cordell Patterson.
Special teams? Oh, wow. Okay. Well, yeah, I don't have any problem picking against Minnesota here. Going into Arizona, the 10-2 Cardinals, who are first in points scored. Okay. Minnesota Vikings, 28th in points scored. So just by that stat alone, Arizona is going to be my pick.
I'm taking the Vikings. The reason why I'm taking the Vikings is AP.
AP?
Arizona has a good defense, but they've been gouged every so often.
Well, we'll see if it happens there come Sunday.
This is going to be – I'm predicting AP two touchdowns, over 100 yards rushing, two touchdowns. And I'm usually right about this thing.
He is.
All right, here's a shit sandwich for everybody. It's the Washington team taking on the Chicago Bears in Chicago.
The Washington team. I love the fact that you've rolled with that gimmick all season.
I think it's going on two seasons now. Both teams are 5-7.
I'm taking Chicago.
I'm taking the Redskins.
Oh, wow. Did you just call them the Redskins?
Yeah, I did.
You did too.
Let's stretch that from the record.
We can edit that out.
I'm too lazy. I just want to go bake. I want to take the Bears. The Redskins have been playing better. Kirk Cousins is playing solid. I mean, legitimately playing good. Pierre Garçon's playing good. Sean Jackson stepping up. The emergence of I can't think of his name right off. I had it and lost it. The rookie running back that's in Chicago.
Forte? It ain't Forte.
He's in Chicago. Hold on.
Oh, you're talking about what? You're talking about the Redskins. I'm sorry, I got him right here. Matt Jones?
Yeah, Matt Jones. His emergence in that offense is putting a lot of pressure on Alfred Morris. And I look for Alfred Morris not to be in a Washington uniform next year. But you said you brought up Forte. Forte's playing out the end of his time in Chicago due to Langford having a nice little emergency role while Forte was injured, and showing that, you know, they've got Forte light for half the price. And like I said, Forte is up there in years. I think Chicago's going to let him walk after the season. The Bears have a nice 1-2 punch, but also they have Jay Cutler. That's the only reason why I'm still going to stay with the Bears. And I think Alshon Jeffrey has an immensely amazing game.
So you're taking Chicago.
Yeah, but I also think Cutler will throw at least one pick six.
All right. Both teams coming off a pretty rough loss, too. You know, Redskins losing to the Cowboys and the Bears losing to the freaking 49ers at home.
Good overtime.
It's a rough one.
So who are you taking in that? Are you staying with?
I'm taking Chicago.
All right. So what are we? 1-1.
We have one game difference so far.
Okay. Next is the Indianapolis Colts going down to take on probably what is slowly becoming my second favorite team, the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I'm starting to share the love with Jaguars simply because of a good friend of the show and personal friend of ours, Mr. Jesse Ewing's love for the Jaguars.
Oh, I thought he was going to talk about Dean Summers.
No, Dean Summers. I think Dean Summers is a Buffalo Bills fan.
Oh, okay. All right. Two sides of the coin there.
Yeah. You know, Dean, I think, because Dean went to Rutgers. So So he's up from up there.
That is right. He did go to Rutgers. I forgot all about that.
So I'm pretty sure he's either he might be either a Jets fan or a Buffalo fan. We'll have to try to get a hold of him some
one of these days.
Find out the mythological creature his favorite NFL team is.
Tough to track him down.
Is there any doubt who I'm taking in this game?
I know you're taking the Jags. And I don't blame you.
Have I went against the Jags this year?
Oh, I don't know. I could tell you actually really quick. I'm sure you have at some point. Let's see. Jags last week. Teasley, Jags. That was week 9 or something around there. Teasley, Jags. I don't know if you have or not. Teasley, Jags.
According to me, the Jags was having the season Carolina's at.
Yeah, week 8, I don't know if the Jags played. It doesn't look like you picked them there, but they may not have even played.
I think that was their bye week.
Yep. Week 7, Jags for Teasley. Week 6. Wait. Jags. Week 5.
The Jags.
Wait a second. Oh, you took the Jags.
Okay, so let's just say in 13 games, well, 12 actual games, they've been completed, okay? I am 33% right on my Jags pick.
I'm looking here, dude, and I don't think you I think their bye week must have been week 3 because it's not showing. And I've got the team's game or the games listed there, and they're not there. Now, week 2, Teasley. Oh, you picked the Dolphins against the Jags there. So, I mean, still, you picked them in week 1. There is no doubt about it. You are a Jaguars fan.
Week 8, who did the Jags play?
Hold on a second. I could tell you.
They were off week 8.
They were off week 8? Then why didn't we have one week 3?
Week 3, the Jags played.
Nobody had a bye in week 3.
Oh, of course. I'm not going to take the Jags.
Yeah, it was against the Pats. yeah, you picked with your head, not with your heart. So,
yeah.
So you're taking the Jags here. I'm gonna agree with you, man. I'm taking Jacksonville also. Indianapolis is struggling. And Jacksonville's kind of getting a little bit of that fire under their belly. 39 points against the Titans last week. Just was not able to seal the deal. So I'm pretty confident the Jags might get a win over their division rival here.
I agree with you. I mean, without Luck and with all the walkers that – not like zombie walkers, but like – walking assistant walkers at the nursing home that the Colts have, it's hard to take the Colts. I mean, they got some good talent there. But
yeah.
The
absence of Luck, I think, is a big part of it. And Hasselbeck's doing a great job, but, I mean, up against the Steelers last week, well, Sunday, this was not a good showing. So Jacksonville's got the hot hand, in my opinion. I don't think, you know, they're not like coming off of some great win streak or anything, but they're coming alive. There was a shit ton of records. At least Justin was posting a bunch of stuff that happened there last week. Like we had
first time a Jacksonville Jaguar has went over 1,000 yards receiving. Allen Robinson,
yep.
I think 2004. 2004, 2005. My home slice, Blake Bortles, throws for the most yards in Jags history in a single season. Which, I mean, that's not saying much, but.
Well, somebody's got to hold the record.
Yeah.
It's good to see a quarterback like that doing that.
And this is what I like. Bortles has got strong week to week to week. And the and the chemistry between him and Allen Robinson has grown. And Allen Robinson has become He is. I think Allen Robinson is currently leading the NFL in touchdowns.
Wow.
So, and they play on a team that people used to make fun of. But if I don't know, Jesse. If there was somebody that done a podcast that said that the Jacksonville Jaguars were right on the cut of breaking out, they had a lot of good young talent, and they could see them in the playoffs within the next 2 to 3 years. If somebody would have said that on a podcast.
Yeah, no kidding. I wonder, you know, it's too bad nobody didn't take advantage of that. Unbelievable.
Did somebody say that? Do we know anybody that might have said something like that?
You might know yourself.
Because I'm pretty sure in our preseason special, I talked the Jags up as being a nice, young, upstarting team that will be a force to be working with within the next 2 to 3 years.
Mm-hmm. They're on their way. They're on their way. And I think they can handle Indianapolis this year or this week.
This goes back to me saying that sometimes I know my shit.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Next on the vagina is a matchup that is near to dear to your heart.
Oh, yeah.
And that's Pittsburgh and Cincinnati.
Oh, that's near and dear to my heart.
Well, I mean, it's an interdivision, and I mean, I don't know if you feel like I do when it comes to your division rivalry.
Oh, I want to see Cincinnati whip the shit out of Pittsburgh.
If you see two teams in your division doing very well, if it's not the Browns, you'd like to see somebody else in that division represent the division well. As long as it's not
preferably, maybe even from the same state.
Maybe. Cincinnati is, I feel, is building their fans up for a heartbreak. I see the writing on the wall. This is actually one of the games that I'm very intrigued by, simply because it's an inner rivalry game. You can always bet the Steelers-Bengals have a solid game. Really smash mouth, really old school. And I like it. And I'm actually going to take the Steelers in this one.
Steelers have no pass defense. And if the Red Rocket gets it going, I mean, just be ready, because they put points on the board. Now, Steelers coming off that win against the Colts, 45 points. That's impressive, but it's the Colts, folks. And of course, we can say the same thing about the Bengals, putting 37 on Cleveland.
Wow.
And that's the Browns. So I'm going to take Cincinnati. You're taking Pittsburgh. You're taking Cincinnati. So there's our second game that we're against, or that we're at odds. What's next?
Motherfucker.
What the hell?
My cat just knocked over a ladder.
Oh yeah, blame it on the cat. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that cat does that it actually didn't do.
No, really. I had a ladder sitting up behind the door because they're working on our apartment, and he just jumped from the. I sit here and watch this jump from the steps over on the ladder and knock the ladder off, and I'm pretty sure Shane got the piss scared out of it.
Let me tell you what happened to me today. I was sitting here in the basement working, and I saw something go across the floor, and here was a damn mouse. All right? Now, this thing ran across the floor, and then I have a backpack laying on the floor. He promptly goes directly into the unzipped part of my backpack and hangs out there for like 10 minutes until I finally get the courage up to go over there and pick up the backpack, to which that's the point when he's like, it's time to get the fuck out, and jumps out of the backpack while I'm holding it. Scared the shit out of me.
Did you scream like a little girl?
Hey, if there's a starter in a basement, no one's here to hear him scream. Did it happen?
Okay. next on the list is the Saints and Bucks. We're going kind of do rapid fire.
We got rapid fire. It's getting late.
Saints, Bucks, go.
I'm taking Tampa Bay.
Me too. Falcons, right. Panthers, go.
Falcons, Panthers. Easy. I'm taking Carolina.
I'm taking Carolina in this one and to lose them next week. Bills, Eagles. This one intrigued me. Because the Eagles show signs of life, and the Bills have a solid defense. I'm going to tell you, I'm taking Buffalo.
You're taking Buffalo? Philly is, I mean, you beat the Patriots, put it under your belt. Man, I think this is a toss-up game. It really is. I'm going to go with the home team here. I'll go with the Eagles. You're taking the Bills, I'll take the Eagles.
Lions are in.
Wow. I'm going to take the Lions.
I'm taking the Rams. Seahawks and Ravens.
Hold on a second here. I'm going too fast to where I can't even catch up. So you're taking St. Louis, taking the Rams. I'm taking the Lions. Okay, what was the next game?
Seahawks at Ravens.
Seattle.
Yeah, I'm going to Seattle too. Russell Wilson is carrying me in Dynasty and is on fire. Here's the game that intrigues me. Not so much on paper, but just the rivalry. And that's the Chargers Chiefs. I'm taking
Kansas City. Yeah, Kansas City here.
Here's going to be a game that surprises you. Titans Jets.
I think the Jets can. I'm taking the Jets here.
I'm taking Marcus Mariota and the Titans to beat the Jets.
Care to explain why?
I think that team's finally gelling. And
like a felon?
Yeah, I think they got those new jail insults and they're gelling.
Finally.
That's what I'm going. Next is a shit sandwich of the Niners and Browns.
Well, I think Chicago's a better team than Cleveland by a mile. So if San Francisco can pull it off at Chicago, I don't think they're going to have much problem in Cleveland. Johnny Manziel's coming back. Did you know that, Teasley?
Yeah, so there's some stability at the Browns quarterback.
Sure. Yeah, he's the most stable person we have on the team.
Well, I mean,
you use the word stability and Johnny Manziel in the same fucking sentence?
How do you use the word stability with the Cleveland Browns that have started like 200 quarterbacks in 10 years?
You can't. It's impossible.
And this is where I'll stand on my soapbox and tell you and scream to the high heavens. It all starts with familiarity and stability. If you keep changing your fucking quarterback and nobody can learn,
I hear you.
You can't succeed.
So, I hear you. I agree with you there.
So this is why the Browns have made the offer that Peyton Manning hangs the cleats up, that he has a front office.
Please, please, please come over. Oh, man, I would love to see Peyton Manning. It's like two of my favorite things in one. It's like peanut butter and jelly, or better yet, peanut butter and chocolate. I hear fucking Ewing talking about big cups all the time, and it makes me seriously want to go to Speedway and get one.
But if you get one, you got to get Mellow Yellow with it.
Yeah, it's hand in hand.
Okay.
So who are you taking?
I'm taking the Niners.
All right. Hey, taking the Niners. Egyptian Squidward strikes again.
No, he's not. He's not the quarterback.
Oh, no, it's shit. What's his name? Alex, is it Alex Smith?
No, Blaine Gabbert.
Oh, that's right. Where's the? I don't have it up.
Oh, we ain't playing. We ain't playing the damn Blaine.
I need to sound up back.
Next is the Raiders and Broncos.
Oh, I think this is actually going to be a pretty good game.
I think this has the chance to be a better game than what people were expecting, and I'm taking the Raiders.
Yeah, man. You know, I don't want to pick against the Broncos with it being at Denver. And that defense of theirs, dude, wow. I mean, just wow. I think I'm going to go against you here. Safe pick, maybe pick me off one here out of the few that we've got. I'm going to take Denver. You're taking Oakland, huh?
I'm taking Oakland. And is that make me crazy?
Well, I could tell you right now, if you took Oakland over Denver at Denver the last 3 or 4 years, okay. Yes.
Okay. But this is also something. If somebody would have told you that this Oakland Raider team was also a fresh start young team that will be a force to be reckoned with, they would know what they was talking about.
When do you think it's going to be Oakland and Jacksonville in the Super Bowl next year? It's not going to happen because they're both AFC teams.
They will have an AFC championship. That AFC championship will happen within 10 years.
Love to see it. I got a buddy that would love that. Actually, what would be funny is I'd know two Justins that would love that. One Justin loves the Raiders and one Justin loves the Jags.
I'm pretty sure you would shit yourself if you seen a Raiders Jags AFC title game.
I'd say if it happens within the next couple of years, it'll be surprising. But I think it could. I mean, it could happen.
Anything can happen.
That's right. Damn it.
That's what they told me at Disney World. next is the Cowboys and Packers. This game is crazy. The Cowboys finally broke their losing streak. The Packers.
Well, congratulations. Congratulations, good Stephen Marsh.
It took the Packers a crazy face mask call and a Hail Mary to beat the
Wow. Apple. Dude, you had the Lions last week, by the way. You took the Lions over the Pack in our picks.
I know.
Wow.
Because I just seen the writing on the wall. And
they would have swept Green Bay. I mean, just we were talking about, I think I was talking with my buddy Dave, trying to figure out when the last time Green Bay was swept by Detroit. And he believes that he saw a stat saying it was probably Barry Sanders era, if any, when that happened. That was a long time ago, man. Didn't happen this year, though.
Nope, that's true because of a Hail Mary and a face mask call. The next thing.
Well, we're both taking Green Bay, right? Okay.
This game is intriguing, this next one.
A lot of intriguing games tonight.
Why? It's because.
Oh, no.
The Patriots have lost two straight.
They have, too.
It was. It's been 1995 since the Pats lost two straight games.
Seriously? That long?
Yep.
20 years?
Yep. At least according to CBS, that's what it was.
Wow, dude. That's insane.
I mean, two consecutive games, it's been that long since the Pats lost two consecutive games.
Did you see the stat that Tom Brady has more receiving yards than Dwayne Bowe for the Cleveland Browns?
That's not very much.
I mean, he has more. Tom Brady has more. The quarterback for the New England Patriots has more receiving yards.
You want to know what else? You want to hear something else?
Tell me.
You have just the same amount of receiving yards than Josh Gordon.
It's true. Put me on the team. Oh, man.
So this is
Tom Brady. I mean, terrific Tom Terrific, excuse me. Tom Terrific taking on your man crush.
Yeah, but did you hear what? But a pissed off Brady overrules a J.J. Watt.
Oh, that wow, I didn't know that trumps it.
Yeah, because I pissed off Brady, and I'm actually, you know what? Thinking about, I'm actually going to take Houston.
No, you're not. Come on, think about this.
Yeah.
Think about what you're doing here. This is New England going into playing Houston.
Okay, give me 30 seconds to explain.
Sure.
The Patriots are injury-ridden.
They are.
Houston is riding high. They're playing in Houston. I think the Patriots lose their third straight.
Third straight? Not happening. And when I would like to see, I would like to see the stat on that one. When's the last time New England lost three games in a row?
Well, you start talking, and
I start talking. You start looking.
I'm looking.
All right. Well, let me just run down. So you look for a second. I'll run down some stats here on my old faithful stat webpage. By the way, folks, if you're interested with the stats, where I get all my stats from, pro-football-reference.com. You go to that website and you can look up just about damn near anything if it has something to do with pro football. So, okay, here we go. New England Patriots, second in points scored. We talked about who was in first earlier. All right, so they put the points 13 years ago?
2002.
Now, hold on. You just told me that was 20 years ago when they last
lost two straight.
Two straight.
I was on my own CBS then. CBS. Okay, hold on. We'll go back.
First place in passing yards, New England Patriots, okay? Taking a look at Houston Texans, they definitely have a they definitely have a good pass defense. Third in the league. They have to do some.
It was 2009
that they last lost two games in a row?
2002 was the last time they lost three. So CBS had their facts wrong.
Surprise, surprise. You should hear my buddy Dave bitch about them, like who they talk about start and sit in fantasy. Oh, man, does it fire him up. Because he'll listen to what they have to say, and then the next week, he's ready to throw something against the wall. They're bad. So you're taking Houston. I'm going to take New England here, buddy.
All right. And the last game that we're
Is
the Giants in Miami.
Oh, my. Hey, didn't something get flexed there this week?
Something get flexed.
Yeah, did they say they were, like, flexing? Didn't they say something about Arizona getting flexed or something? I could have swore CB. I don't know if they were replacing the Monday game or anything. But
I'm taking the Giants.
You're taking the Giants against Miami. Oh, boy, I might have to look at my analysis for this one here.
Well, you got 5 minutes to make your pick and do your plug.
Oh, okay. Heartbreaking loss for the Giants. Let me tell you a little something about your boy Odell Beckham. That guy is just amazing. Amazing. I would love to have a receiver like that on the Browns. Just watching some of the stuff that he did in that game against the Jets was unreal. The one-handed catch that he had, it's just he's a human highlight reel, man. You should feel very proud.
He's amazing.
Dolphins coming off a win against the Ravens, not by much. That was they scored all their points in the second quarter, and it was still enough to beat the Ravens. I think that I don't have much of a problem taking the Giants here either. Miami's been struggling. I'll go with the Giants here, and we'll lock that up for sure. So for the week, right, man, me and you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games different.
That's not bad.
That's a lot of games. 16 games. So we picked 9 the same from what I can see. So I'll go ahead and save that. And by the way, last week, let's see, One, two, three, four, five. I had five games. You had one, two, three, four. All so right, I beat you by one game last week.
You got 3 minutes to do your plug.
3 minutes. Folks, you can catch me on Twitter at Stiznarchy. You can catch my show that I do called Source Material. It's at Source Matt Cast. Give the Radulich and Broadcasting Facebook page a like. That's what you're listening to right now. It's the Radulich and Broadcasting Network. Just recently put up a show where me and Ronnie Adams from the Screaming Boy podcast talked about Judge Dredd first crossover called Judgment on Gotham. We also had an exclusive, which will air here, I think, tomorrow night also. Mark Radulich talks to me and Ronnie about his pitch for the Defenders. And we had a good time talking to him about that, so if you're interested, go check it out. Give us a like or follow us on Facebook at Cheap Seats. You can find us on there, Cheap Seats RIB or From the Cheap Seats Podcast, something like that on Facebook. It's been a while since I've been there, can't you tell? Thank you. That's on Twitter also. Now, don't hesitate, folks, to share if you know somebody that's interested in listening to podcasts and you enjoy this or you enjoy any other shows on our network, feel free to share and let them know about it. iTunes, folks, Stitcher, rate us, give us a like, something like that. I don't know. But share and share alike, folks. Thank you very much for joining us. That's all I got, Teasley.
And if you do vaping, you can go fuck yourself.